Tomorrow, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Fade, written by Paul Wright. Vic and Fade is brought to you by the makers of pure, all-vegetable Crisco. Say, ladies, I'll bet many a day when your ration book's slim, you thank your lucky stars for Crisco, don't you?
Sure, because,
well, there's no reason for low-point meals not being appetizing and really easy to digest. Why, golly, with Crisco, it's no trick at all. Here's an idea, for instance. Even friend husband won't call a little bit of low-point meat a skimpy meal. Stretch this tempting Crisco way. You just cut your meat into small cubes, liver or lamb or anything you happen to have, dredge with seasoned flour, and fry in piping hot Crisco. Then add a little more flour and stir in some hot milk to make a creamy gravy. Ah, boy, that's a dish that really rates with masculine appetite. Every bit as delicious as it is digestible. And hey, how about this appetite teaser? A cup of leftover cooked meat combined with a cup of whole kernel corn. Spread on a sheet of biscuit dough, top with another, and bake. Say, with Crisco turning out the crusty golden brown biscuits it does, you've got a dish fit for company any day. And no more worry about digestion than you have about the ration points you spent. Delicious and digestible. Those are words that you can't help saying whenever you mention Crisco. Crisco is pure and all vegetable, you know, and it's digestible itself. 9 out of 10 doctors point that out. And when it comes to cooking, well, Crisco is just the finest quality shortening you can use. Yep, you can save your high-point butter for the table, because Crisco's all you need for meals that digest easy, taste simply swell. And now, back to Vic and Fay. Sir, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mrs. Victor Cook and her amiable uncle, Mr. Fletcher Rush. Our friends are seated side by side on the top step at one, and Uncle Fletcher is saying,
I've been riding on Dump Fox's garbage wagon ever since noon. I've got a crick in my back.
Well, I bet you have. Some of us look terrible uncomfortable perched up there.
Trouble is, there's no seat on the half-foot garbage wagon. It's a lame-brained plank to sit on. Gumpox, of course, has got a cushion.
I have a cushion up in the attic, I'll give you.
Oh, don't bother. Thanks just to say anything.
No, but I have. It's a sofa pillow some man give Vic. Says my name is Howard T. McWilliamson on it.
Yeah?
Remind me the next time you plan to spend the day riding on the garbage wagon.
All right.
Charlie, how's your out in the backyard? We both had a piece to recite at the same time.
That's a sign somebody's dreaming about us.
Is it?
There's a little rhyme we rattle off. If you and your uncle both talk at once, you are a horse thief, your uncle's a gun. If you and your cousin drop off to sleep, buy a team of draft horses at a price and a team. So on and so forth. I see that. Anyway, people both talk at the same time, and it's a superstition somebody's dreaming about.
I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what did you start to say?
That's right, just an old superstition.
I started to say little Charlie Hutcher's out in the alley.
Oh, superstition. Oh,
today is little Charlie's birthday.
Yes.
He's sick.
That's right.
It just don't seem possible.
Oh, no, no.
Happy birthday, Charlie.
Fine. Fine. Russell in the house taking a nap, are they?
Oh, goodness, no. Russell's at school.
That's right. I keep forgetting school took up.
Plans how the summer vacations do roll around. Makes me feel 9 million years old.
Like Martin Jordan there in Sycamore.
What about?
He tried to invent a violin that she played by mouth, like a cornet.
Oh, why is that like me feeling 9 million years old?
Yes. Martin Jordan and his wife, Alvira, and her children, Marvin, Carolyn, Edith, George, Thomas, Richard, Kelly, Pauline, all ran from Kingston, Illinois to DeKalb, Illinois in 6 minutes. They were all barefooted, and they all carried a baked apple.
Well, look who's coming up the alley.
Yes, but that comes later. The laughable part of this story.
Vic's coming up the alley, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh?
Hi there.
Greetings and salutations.
Afternoon, Vic.
How are you, Dr. Pete?
First rate, thanks. He calls me Hector Steve.
Dr. Steve?
Yes, Hector.
Yeah, he's bringing home work from the office.
Yes, I know.
Got an envelope full of papers.
That's right.
Uncle Fletcher, do you know what and where Denver, Colorado are?
He likes his jokes.
Uh-huh.
I've rivaled the flog scallywags that get gay with me.
See, that's a joke.
Say, I'm afraid it's pretty warm in that living room.
I don't care.
Well, isn't that work from the office? You got any envelope?
Nope.
Vic, I was just telling Sadie here.
What and where to be there? Hey,
no, I was telling her.
What and where, Boston, Massachusetts?
I wasn't going to say that, Vic.
Forgive me, Uncle Fletcher. I'm afraid I'm full of buoyancy and mirth this afternoon and have to say mischievous things.
I enjoy a joke as well as the next half, but a joke can be run on the ground to a point.
I implore your forgiveness on bended knee, Uncle Fletcher. And to prove my sincerity, I'm going to tell you what and where Kansas City, Missouri are in a minute.
Oh, wish, fellas, after all. Stop it, will you? I wonder sometimes what the neighbors think of some of these conversations that go on around here.
Like Harry Hunt's there in Dixon.
Yes, like Harry Hunt's there in Dixon. What have you got in the envelope if it's not work from the office?
I'm dying to show you. Pictures.
Oh?
Like Bert Duper in there in Cordova.
Yes, like Bert Duper in there in Cordova. Pictures of me, Katie.
Really?
Yeah. I bet you that.
Well, that's him.
All right.
Yes, a man gets pretty tired riding on a garbage wagon all afternoon where there's nothing to sit on but a lame brain plank.
Not the mouth open pictures.
You get me.
The ones that's going to be in the dentistry magazine,
The day?
Uncle Fletcher, Hick's going to have his photograph printed in the magazine.
Yes. Like Roy suggestively there in this one.
How many have you got there?
50.
That photographer fella took 50 poses of you with your mouth open?
No, only one pose. These are all the same, too.
You got 50 pictures just alive?
Sure.
Well, let's see them.
Vic, you may or may not know what and where Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania are. The reason I'm asking that question
is like Mr. Time.
Oh,
I thought of the man down there.
You wouldn't expect it to look pretty.
And he said he lived there.
You sure have.
And he had 6 brothers and 9 sisters living in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. All dead now, of course. Didn't expect much else under the circumstances.
Picture of Vic, Uncle Fletcher.
Fine.
Yeah, fine.
Well, I don't see why you take that tone.
I'll put on my glasses here.
Picture's taken for professional reasons.
No, thanks.
Remember, I wasn't sitting for my portrait.
Uh-oh, I got my glasses on.
And expect me to look handsome.
No.
No, I was standing with it.
Here they are.
Uncle Fletcher, the idea is that the photograph is to be printed.
I know.
You don't either know, I'm telling you.
That's right.
Our dentist, Dr. Keevy, considers my teeth are of great interest scientifically.
You got your mouth open on this one, Rick.
Well, sure.
Mistake one.
No, it's no mistake.
Happened to yawn when the photographer snapped the shutter.
No.
I've had that to happen myself.
I was trying to explain to you, Uncle Fletcher.
Yeah, like Ernie Shatwell there in Union Grove.
Oh, good.
Did, what's his name, give you all the pictures?
Of course not. I had to buy them.
Yeah?
Slick, glossy paper like this costs money.
Rick, you got your mouth open in the second one.
Well, sure, it's all the same picture.
See, Sadie, he's got his mouth open in the second one.
It's all copies of the same negative, Uncle Fletcher.
Hey, he must have been nervous that day, Rick.
Uh-huh.
Like Annabelle Ernst and Cooper.
Exactly.
Well, what did they cost?
I got quite a bargain. What's his name, the photographer, tells me that he ordinarily gets 50 cents a copy. But because he's collecting rather a handsome fee from the dentistry magazine, and because of the splendid publicity he's obtaining, he probably could be generous.
Say, you got your mouth open in the third picture here.
Oh.
See, Sadie?
It's all the same one, Uncle Fletcher. They're all prints off in the same negative.
Like Myrtle McStop and Copley.
Yes, like Myrtle McStop.
She passed away in a hurry.
Uh-huh. How many pictures are in that pile, did you say? 50?
Yeah.
And how much did they cost?
Half price.
What's full price? Half a dollar?
Yeah.
You paid a quarter each?
Uh-huh. Well, ordinarily.
How on earth much money is that?
Well, good.
No.
Well, ordinarily, they would...
Ordinarily, my boy. My star, $12 and a half.
Like Henry Hitchfield there in Winona.
Yes, like Henry Hitchfield there in Winona. What on earth do you want for 50 pictures of yourself with your mouth open?
Fred.
Friend.
Sure, Fred. Y.I.Y. Skeever, B.B. Ball, Gus Putt, D.W. Smith, Michigan, Arnie Klingenberg, J.J.
They
Davis,
all want pictures of you with your mouth open, huh?
I think it's maybe that you're a picture.
Well, 50 cents. Just think. $12.50.
You don't have to examine every one of those 50 prints, Uncle Fletcher. Every one is exactly like the other one.
turned out a lot better if you'd remembered to close your mouth.
Yeah.
How about Lolita Durenzi? Her photographs all for me?
I feel so.
Wonder you didn't buy 50 of hers.
I am going to buy a few.
Really?
Out of common courtesy.
Where does the common courtesy come in?
She bought a dozen copies of my pictures. I can do no less than return the compliment.
Well, that's sure cute. She buys a dozen pictures of you with your mouth open, and you buy a dozen pictures of her with her mouth open.
Uh-huh.
You should hurry up and bring them home. It'd be nice to have framed and hang in the living room.
Are you quite through with the photographs, Uncle Fletcher?
Yeah.
I'll put them back in there, Andrew.
Turned out a lot better if you'd remember to close your mouth.
Yeah.
Rick? Do you know what and where Cincinnati, Ohio are?
No.
I'll tell you why I asked that.